Antonio, you teach music, you compose music, you tour. Are there things that you do outside of music that you like to do that maybe have an effect on your music?
I don't know. People say football, Brazilian football, soccer. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think nature. Nature is something that can be very important. Family is very important. And all these things are very important besides music. And I think these relationship with, for example, I had that influence from my mother, who was a musician. But I like very much soccer. I like very much nature. I like very much all these things.
Yes. You spend a lot of time with your music. Obviously, you've been playing for decades. Do you still have to practice? And how much time do you put into it? What do you practice?
That depends on for example, I like to play every day, mainly early morning and late night.
Mm-hmm.
Because these times I feel more quiet and comfortable. I normally use a headphone to play with, have an electric piano, but with piano sounds. Mm-hmm. And that's the instrument that I use for composing and writing, practicing also. Because I don't feel comfortable practicing scales and phrases, improvising at midnight, for example, and the neighbors are going to complain. What is this guy doing? They'll knock my doors. Silence, if you're going to call the police.
Oh, boy.
Guys play too loud. So I use headphones, which is good.
For sure. Well, right here, we're going to take a break and listen to another song from your Tropical Infinito CD. This time, Antonio, I'm going to ask you to pick a song for us to listen to, if you don't mind.
I like very much Stolen Moments. That music, when I first heard that album, The Blues and the Abstract Truth, was like had a great impact, not only on me, but also on the Brazilian musicians that used to play jazz. I like very much that one.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break and listen to Stolen Moments from Antonio Adolfo's Tropical Infinito CD. Back to the Latin Jazz Vacation. I'm your host, Dale Morris, and we continue our conversation with Latin jazz great Antonio Adolfo. Antonio, can you tell us what it is about that song you love so much and why you picked it?
I think that song was like an introduction to some sort of modal jazz, and had that horn section with those clusters. The chords, the way that they are in the original recording, that by Oliver Nelson, that was something different at that moment. You know, those chords, that was very 60s, the sound of the 60s, that magic that sound had. You know. And then also because of that sequence of going up and down chromatically, the chords, that was maybe an introduction to what came later, like the modal jazz. You know, that was very rich and very inspired at the same time.
Yes, and I have a musician question for you. I didn't tell you that I'm a bassist myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Great.
On one of your CDs, you have a fantastic arrangement of Giant Steps, and I was reading that how you have a different approach for that song. Could you explain to us your approach for playing Giant Steps?
Yes, in my albums, I always like to find the common points, something that links to Brazilian music and jazz. I always like that jazz tunes with a Brazilian music taste, and then that requires maybe a deeper approach into that. Mm-hmm. And then I know that Giant Steps is a tune that they use a lot for practicing improvisation in music schools and jazz schools, because the sequence of chords are very short chords, very short space for you to build a phrase.
Right.
But I found that could be simplified. I could find a dominant tonic there. Mm-hmm. It could be the first four notes be like a dominant, mm-hmm. and the last one like a tonic. And then I continue with that, and then that's the harmonic thing. Mm-hmm. And then also the melodic thing. Let's talk about that. I think that tune is a little bit short. And then I'm a composer also. Sometimes when I do write an arrangement, I do like a partnership with the composer.
Uh-huh.
And I create like a bridge that is a continuation of the first section. That happens also in my new album, uh-huh. with some tunes. Like, for example, All the Things you Are, I did like a bridge. It's the arrangement, but sounds like another part, another section of the song. And then the most unusual thing is the rhythm, how I approach that we call here forró or lambada or coco, is the rhythm that goes up like 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. It's like a dance they use in the northeast of Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that would fit completely into that tune. But, of course, I did with jazz chords and jazz type of chords. And then I think that combination worked. Yes. Worked well.
Worked fantastically. I always like to listen to different approaches for that song because it's such a difficult song to play.
Yes, I think I never heard something similar for that song, similar to this, what I have done.
Right. Out of all the arrangements that I've heard of that song, this one is totally unique, totally different approach, and very refreshing, I might add. I've got one more question for you. Antonio, what's next for you?
Normally, I record the albums by the end of the year when I come to Brazil, and I have the musicians available probably by the month of December. I don't know if this year I will record because I've been doing some arrangements, I've been some tours, I'm doing lots of works, participating in albums for other people and teaching things. I don't know if I will have some idea coming.
Mm-hmm.
I want to perform more live. I want to do that more. I'm here actually in Brazil at this moment to release of the album Tropical Infinito, which I first released internationally, not only in the US but also in Europe, in Asia. But now I am here in Brazil, visiting Brazil, and I'm releasing the album here. But I don't know exactly what's going to be next. I know that I have some works to do, like arranging albums for other people and teaching things. And maybe I can get this time for writing new music. I like very much to compose.
Well, very much. Whatever is coming up, it will be fantastic, and it's definitely going to be very musical. Antonio Adolfo, thank you so much for joining us today on the Latin Jazz Vacation. We really appreciate you taking out the time to talk with us.
Thank you, Deus. It was my pleasure, and I will be here for you and whenever you want to talk to me. And so thank you very much for playing my music at your show and at your station.
Oh, it's definitely our pleasure.